Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This week we're going to be talking about the invisible fences in our lives. What I'm referring to as invisible fences are things that stop us from developing the life we want to live. And while those are many, I'm going to touch on four today. About 10 years ago, we had the opportunity to live on some property with three other families. One of those families was having an invisible fence put in because he had a dog that wouldn't always respect people's boundaries. And as we were driving out the back gate, my youngest son asked, "What's going on?" I told him, I explained all the dog stuff, and he said, "I guess we all have an invisible fence." Now, he obviously thought as an 8-year-old we had an invisible fence in our yard because none of us had fences in our yard. But when I heard it, I said, "We sure do." Not because we have actual invisible fence in our yard, but because of the ones in our heads. And that stuck with me all this time. The things that keep us from accomplishing what we set out to accomplish, or that keep us from being the people we want to be. This is one of the greatest obstacles for most people, because we don't know what we don't know. Most of us haven't spent the time developing a manner of living which requires us to look at ourselves. We just bebop through life saying everything's good, and then when it's not, we don't know what to do. So I wanted to take a little time today and explore just some of the invisible fences we all put up and we have in our lives. The first thing is taking responsibility for our lives. This may not be the number one overall reason we have invisible fences in our lives, but I think it's the biggest for most people. What we don't want to do is say, "I'm responsible for the outcome that I like or don't like." You know, one of my favorite statements is, if it's always everybody else's fault, it's probably not everybody else. And that's a very telling statement. If I blame everyone else for my problems, they are always going to be different people. If I change jobs and it's everybody else's fault, then I change jobs again and it's still everybody else's fault, it's probably not everybody else. When you take charge and take responsibility for your life, everything changes. You take charge of yourself when you stop requiring people to make you happy. When you decide to love yourself for who you are, you become comfortable and available to others. If you want to pursue a career that you feel fulfilled in, you take responsibility for the outcome. Taking responsibility for yourself, your feelings, your job, your relationships gives you freedom. As long as it's somebody else's fault, we give them control over our lives. When we finally take responsibility for our lives, the freedom that comes with that can be overwhelming. Many of us have never experienced that kind of freedom and power before. So many of us spend our time blaming everyone else, from either the other political party or the other religious affiliations or whoever. We don't have any idea what the freedom of making our own choices feels like. When we begin to say, "I choose to do this. I am responsible for loving myself. I am responsible for feeling the way I feel," it's a game changer. Complete game changer in the life that we want to live starting right now. Okay, number two is fear. And not real fear. Living in fear is an awful feeling. Our societal addiction to news and social media multiplies the fear we have today. We're fearful of everything that goes on around us, from the news to sports teams, gas prices, and the wars around the world. It's no wonder psychotherapy and counseling are growing as fast as they are. Did you know that Franklin Roosevelt, when he said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself? That wasn't at the start of World War II. That was his inaugural speech. He didn't say fear was gripping us because the Nazis are running through Europe like wildfire. He said it because we had lost our economy in the Great Depression. But that saying still holds true today. The only real thing we have to fear is fear. We make up most of our fears. We fear what we're told we should fear. You need to fear losing your job because those people are coming to take your job. You need to fear that other political party because these people are bad people. You know, the best acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. If you really think about what you fear, it's exactly what you will see in everything. And don't hear what I'm not saying. If you have an abusive spouse, that's a legitimate fear. If you live in an abusive home, that's a legitimate fear. There are legitimate fears. But we make most of what we fear daily up. We just make it up. When we fear walking into a customer's office to make a sale, that's false evidence appearing real. When we don't record our next podcast, that is false evidence appearing real. If I don't send out my warm letter about my business opening, that's not an actual fear. So what can we do to unblock that which is not fear? Think about what you do right before you stop in fear. Now work around that block. Realize that going through the fear will strengthen you and eventually break down the fear barrier. You see, if you're not doing the podcast, or you're not making the sale to the customer, or you're not doing what you need to do because you feel knotted up inside, turn it into excitement. Fear and excitement are the exact same feelings. When I'm on an airplane and it banks, instead of being fearful, that's excitement. Instead of being fearful about doing the things that we need to do, turn it into excitement because it's exactly the same feeling in our bodies. One other thing you can do that we're going to talk more about in a minute is back off news and social media. Those will drive us all into fear, and I think we know that. Okay, number three, living in the past. We fear the future and we regret the past. A lot of us are more like Uncle Rico in the movie Napoleon Dynamite than we want to admit. You know, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to 82 and we'd win state. That's not a direct quote, but it's close. I call it the if I had train, if I had bought Bitcoin in 2010, if I had bought Apple in 94. You know how it goes. If I'd taken this job, if I'd married this person, if I had, if I had, if I had. Regret is a many splendored thing. We can live life over and over again and never change where we are today. You can't go back and change the past, but you can start right now and change your future. The final thing I want to talk about is addiction. I am not an addictionologist. I am not a counselor. I am not a therapist. But I have some experience with addiction and people who live with addiction. And this is tough because many people who are addicts are functioning addicts. They don't know how addiction is holding them back from a better life, so they continue with the status quo. You know, I can't diagnose or guide you to seek help. This is an opinion based on my experiences. I had a young man in my life who was sitting at home and playing an online card game instead of going to work. He spent, you know, $500 to $1,000 a month. He had two kids, and his wife was working overtime to keep their heads above water. And he ended up having to get a divorce because he was addicted to online gaming, but he couldn't see it. It was those people. Go back to what I said earlier. It's somebody else's fault. The problem with addiction is we don't know what we don't know. I had another guy who stopped at the convenience store every night and bought a 12-pack of beer. He still kept a job. He always had a home and a girlfriend. He just needed to drink to wind down after work. You know, addiction may be the number one invisible fence in many people's lives. How many times have you realized you've been scrolling for 2 hours on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Reddit? Or every time that little ding goes off on the phone, we have to pick it up and look at it. There's an acronym for those of us over 50 called FOMO. It's the fear of missing out. But it's also turned into what's called a dopamine addiction. What a dopamine addiction does is we're trying to get a fix from that little ding on our phone. When it dings, the little rush of dopamine goes off a little bit, and we look at our phone and get our fix. What I want as a coach is to see if you could practice JOMO over FOMO. So what is JOMO? JOMO is the joy of missing out. JOMO gives us the freedom to put the phone down and take part in life. In order to practice JOMO, you have to start small and work your way up. Because we are so trained to look at that phone when it dings, it pains us to put it away. That's why I call it an addiction. We can't put it down. We have to know what the next person is doing. Watch a kid. You know, kids walk around on the phone, on the phone, on the phone. You can't go to the freaking grocery store without scrolling or checking the phone. People are going to be okay without you checking your phone every 30 seconds. I promise you that. So start small and work your way up. Maybe just 15 minutes a day the first week. Something else you could do is watch the movie Social Dilemma on Netflix, because it explains exactly how social media works to get at us. Again, I can't tell you if you have an addiction. I'm not an addictionologist. I'm not a counselor. No one can actually tell you if you have an addiction. You have to make a choice yourself. You have to come to the realization that you're addicted to your phone, to video games, to drugs and alcohol, or whatever it is. So, let's start right now and begin to deal with these fences. The first thing we can do is take responsibility for our lives. That's the biggest thing we can do. If we don't want to live in fear, we can decide today that fear is false evidence appearing real and move beyond the blocks holding us back. Everything takes time. But with an excellent coach and a plan, we can take responsibility for our future. So what's one step you can do today to take back the power in your life? Sometimes taking responsibility means getting help. If you need a counselor, that's okay. Get a counselor and get the help you need. If you're healthy and don't need to look at the past and just want to move forward, get a coach. It's why coaching is growing as fast as counseling. Coaching starts with a positive outlook and looking forward and making a plan to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, if you think you may have an addiction, get some help. Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. There's CGAA for Computer Gamers Anonymous. There's OL Gannon for Online Gamers Anonymous. Yes, Ganon from the first Legend of Zelda or from the Legend of Zelda franchise, but it's Online Gamers Anonymous. The power is in your hands. You're the only one who can make this happen. Okay, that does it for episode 2 of the Recapture Your Life podcast. Thanks for staying with me all the way to the end. Please remember to like and subscribe. Every like and every subscription moves this podcast up a little in the algorithm so we can reach more people. Next episode will be about determining your values. So I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.